You've heard a lot about California's high-profile party primaries tomorrow. Bernie Sanders is looking to score an upset over Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, and all the major candidates have been campaigning up and down the Golden State over the past few weeks. But besides those primaries tomorrow, there are myriad races all over Southern California that have big ramifications going forward as well. You likely know about the Senate race to whittle down the slate of candidates vying to replace the retiring Barbara Boxer. Locally here in L.A. County, there are races to fill a couple of supervisor seats that are rarely up for grabs. And that's what Kevin Roderick is here to talk about today for this week's L.A. Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Let's start with the 5th District Supervisor race. This is the seat of the retiring Mike Antonovich, a Republican who has held it, I believe, since the Civil War. He has had it for a long time, this seat. This is also the part of the county, I think the largest district of the county, too, right? The high desert in the Antelope Valley.
Sure. This is a very sprawling district that goes from the West Valley all the way to the foothills of the San Gabriel Valley and over into the deserts up to the Kern County line. So it's the largest district in the country that also has 2 million people living in it. And it's a very difficult place to campaign, and it is rarely open and contested. You know, Mike Antonovich goes back. He was in the first election where Jerry Brown was elected. That was for the L.A. Community College District Board in the late 1960s. That's how long he's been around. And is a lot of interest in his seat right now.
Who's vying for his seat?
Well, so the key players are the longtime chief of staff to Antonovich, Catherine Barger, Mitchell Englander, a Los Angeles City Council member, Elon Carr, he's a former federal prosecutor, a couple of other Republican candidates, and some Democratic candidates as well.
Well, there are Democrats, but Mitch Englander, probably the only Republican on the L.A. City Council, right?
Yes.
And Barger as well, a Republican. That is a more conservative district of L.A. County.
Yes, by L.A. County standards. Even the Republicans who are running in the race are not making a big deal about that. They want the Republican voters to know that they're Republican, but they want the independents and the Democrats to not really focus on that. Catherine Barger, for instance, has the backing of the L.A. County's Labor Federation as well. So it's the kind of district where you can't really run a partisan race and everybody's running as a nonpartisan.
Another Republican, Don Kanabe, is also retiring in the 4th District. This is a district that also has leaned in the past more conservative, but one that could very well change.
And this is also a big district, but not big by 5th District standards. It goes from Marina del Rey down through the South Bay, takes in Long Beach and Lakewood, and also hits a lot of that end of the county. And Kanabe has not been around quite as long as Antonovich. Nobody has. He's been there since 1996. And it looks like Representative Janice Hahn is the favorite to perhaps even win without a runoff because she comes in with such name ID. And, you know, her father's name is on the building that the Board of Supervisors sit in, the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration. So she's raised the most money. And her main opponent is Steve Napolitano. He is the deputy to Don Kanabe and a former member of the Manhattan Beach City Council.
There are more than 10 million people who live in Los Angeles County, Kevin, and there are 5 county supervisors. I want to ask the rudimentary question, and you don't have to give me a long answer. What do they do, number one? And are they under the same microscope as other politicians with less power?
Well, you know, they oversee one of the biggest local bureaucracies in the country. That's Los Angeles County. Healthcare, sheriff services, jails, hospitals, all kinds of things. So they do that. And no, they're really not under as much scrutiny as even members of the Los Angeles City Council, because the news media in Southern California don't really cover the Board of Supervisors in as intense a way as they do the Los Angeles City Council, even though they're much more powerful, represent many more people. It's always been a difficult body for the media to get a handle on and to try to translate those stories down to the grassroots. They're very important.
And a budget, by the way, that the totals in the tens of billions of dollars every year.
Yes. The Los Angeles County is bigger and more important and has a bigger budget than many states and more people than many states. And, you know, trying to govern it with 5 people who are really supervisors, they're not legislators, is kind of going by the old model, but attempts to change it always kind of are defeated because someone would have to lose power for that to happen.
Well, some changes in the way it's going right now anyway. We'll talk about it as we move forward. Tomorrow, big election day. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Thank you.